Turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 26. You got it? It says, and I'm in passion, let me get back to the KJV. It says, if any man among you seems to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So if you have somebody that claim to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, but they can control their mouth, say that something wrong with that man. I've heard people, and I used to be one of them, man, make me tell you, man, you ain't gonna do that. I'll tell you whatever I think, whatever, Is that lining our words with what the word says? Because you know, let somebody say something to you. That'll be a good indication to tell you what. That'll tell you exactly what's in your heart. That'll tell you exactly, sometimes some of us may have to say, Lord, I got to grow from this. All right. So we're not here to tell you anything but other than you can do better and you can get up from where you are. Amen. And so if you have that situation and then something ungodly or unpleasant come out of your mouth, you know, just quickly, Miss Joy said it on the prayer line, repent. Get back in that place. Do it quickly. Get back in line and say, okay, next time I ain't gonna miss it in that area. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. Say, next time Johnny come up to me and he says something stupid, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna respond in love. I'm not gonna go back off on Johnny. I'm not gonna tell Johnny what I think. I hope the silence as I'm thinking about what I need to do in my life to be better. Amen. But I'm not gonna do that. And again, if you do, Lord forgive me. But don't make it a habit of staying there. If you do it, say, okay, I missed it this time. I ain't missing it next time, Aunt Marie, say something out the way. I'm not gonna miss it next time. Shana. All right. I'm going to read that verse as well from the Passion Translation. It says, if someone believes they have a relationship with God but fails to guard his words, then his heart is drifting away and his religion is shallow and empty. In other words, we just can't get up here and say what we want to say. We have a responsibility to do what God says. Amen. We have a responsibility to do it right because God said it, amen. And guess what? If he tells us to treat Aunt Marie better, then guess what? I can do it because what? He gives us help. Who is that help? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is our present help. So I'm able to do just that, amen. Turn to Psalm 34 and 13. Psalm 34 and 13. And it reads as follows. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. We don't just say any old thing. We don't talk any old kind of way. What is some evil communication? The Bible says, put it far from you. But what is some evil communication? Yeah. Gossip. Gossip is evil communication. If it's not helping a person, what we need to stay away from it, amen. And you know the saints of God, amen. The saints of God will fix it up as let me tell you this. I just want you to be in prayer. No, you ain't got to do all that. you ain't got to do all that, amen. You ain't got to do all that. You can pray without going into that. If you know a situation, you pray about it. You can get somebody to believe, but they ain't got to know what's going on. In that area, just say, I need you to agree with me. and take care of this situation. But you ain't got to go, man, you know what she did. You ain't got to go into all that. Let's be mature about it, amen. Let's not be children to and fro, that's tossed to and fro, amen. Let's be wise and mature people, okay? So if you hear something about Mr. Tim because today is his birthday, amen. See how I got that edged that open? But anyway, but let's be mature about it. Okay, let's not do that. Let's not act like we're concerned about somebody and start telling it and all the bad stuff about it. Okay? That's evil communication. And it shouldn't be named amongst us becoming saints. Amen? That's Ephesians. Amen? Turn to James. No, I skipped one. Yes. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 2. Proverbs chapter 15 and 2. It says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright. You hear what I just, that goes back to that verse, that what I was just saying just a moment ago. If you know something bad about Johnny, don't sit up and talk about Johnny. Let's pray that Johnny walk, that his eyes are flooded with light. Let's pray for the situation according with the word of God, amen. We don't have to have a session on Johnny and all Johnny did wrong. You wouldn't want that about you, would you? Amen. So it says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness.